This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Scandal when it comes to college admissions here in the United States, at least around the students or the sons or daughters of rich people who paid big bucks to bypass any kind of actual, I don't know, hurdles that would normally be in the way of their kids from getting into these Ivy League schools, paying as many as, what was it, a few million dollars?
Oh, one of them was $6.5 million.
Yeah, so Ian and Laurel here in the studio tonight, if you want to jump into the discussion, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's definitely a big scandal, and there's more to say. You've got the story from, where was it?
This is from NPR.
NPR.
But going to your point of, well, who does it hurt? Well, you know, maybe we should just let them pay their way in. It's sort of, I mean, that's part of what the sliding scale is that the wealthy have an easier time getting in. And maybe we should say that's not such a bad thing. At my daughter's school, she goes to a boarding school where the sticker price is $55,000. That includes per student per year.
Okay.
And that includes room and board and all of the instruction and everything. We don't pay nearly that much.
Really?
Because
even though you're an attorney.
Right.
Okay.
Because the boarding schools do sliding scales very much the same way as the colleges. So we get a big, big scholarship because the people who are paying full price, the $55,000, are all of the international students plus some very, very wealthy people. Now, my daughter, like, I've talked to her about this, and I've explained the school's not going to kick those girls out. It's an all-girls school. They're not going to get kicked out. They're going to have to do something really, really awful in order to get kicked out. So you need to be a little more careful. The reason they're not getting kicked out is because the school needs their money.
They're paying big bucks.
School
now, are they obligated to do the sliding scale? Is there some sort of federal rule, or they just do it to make themselves look good academically?
I think part of it is they want good scores so that the school can stay afloat. And if they just took the rich kids, they might not get the good scores.
Okay.
So they will bring in some girls who do well on the tests, like,
but
for real.
But are poor.
But are, well, we're not poor, but people who aren't.
Well, I don't imagine you're at the very end of the scale either.
No. But we're certainly not mega rich.
Right.
If we weren't getting this big scholarship, she wouldn't be going. I can't afford $55,000 a year.
Gotcha.
Come on. And because you don't get federal student loans for that. So she kind of, it took her a little while, but she sort of understood it. And so now, like, one of her friends wanted her to go off and do something that would have gotten her kicked out. And a friend wanted her to do it. And my daughter said, no, you go ahead, because if we get caught, you're staying and I'm getting kicked out.
What was the proposal?
I'm not going to say on the air.
Well, she didn't do it, so.
Well, okay, drugs. It was drugs.
Okay.
She also, of course, you know.
Is this college or high school?
This is high school.
Okay.
So she also didn't want to do it because she didn't want to do it because that's a weird thing. But she gets to say to her friend, she doesn't have to be, you know, uncool or whatever. Mm-hmm. She can just say, look, they would kick me out.
Sure.
They're not going to kick you out. And she's right about that.
Mm-hmm.
But she also uses this. Like, she understands they're basically subsidizing her education. So whenever one of the rich girls is rude to her or whatever, she just says to herself over and over again, they're paying for my education. They're paying for my education. Because since they're there and they're paying all that money, the school has all of these resources and they have this really low student faculty ratio and everything. So my daughter gets that she benefits tremendously by having the rich kids there paying all of this money.
Okay.
So that's an argument for let them come. Let them do the sliding scale so that people who are middle class or working class don't have to pay as much but have access to those same resources. It is effectively a tax, an income tax, a sliding scale tax that allows people to go to these fancy, wonderful schools. In a way, it's not
tax isn't the right word because it's a choice.
It works the same way. It is a choice. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an important difference.
Yeah.
But it works the same way. that allows them to go to those schools.
Tell me more about the situation with this these cases. Dozens of people arrested.
Yes. It looks
indicted.
Like at least 50, and a lot of them are quite wealthy. These parents
including
are,
actresses.
Including
the lady from Breaking Bad, whose name was Huffman? Felicity Huffman,
yes.
And then a lady from Full House, Lori Loughlin.
Yes.
Who apparently was out of the country, according to TMZ at the time, but has arranged to turn herself in.
All right. So it says, these parents are a catalog of wealth and privilege, Lelling said. They include, for example, CEOs of private and public companies, successful securities and real estate investors, two well-known actresses, a famous fashion designer, and the co-chairman of a global law firm. The parents were already able to give their children every legitimate advantage, but that instead they chose to corrupt and illegally manipulate the system for their benefit. Now, I think part of what the people are being arrested on, they're being arrested for defrauding the government.
Because the government runs a lot of the schools.
Some of the schools are state schools, like the University of Southern California, et cetera. The article says, there will not be a separate admissions system for the wealthy, he added, and there will not be a separate criminal justice system either.
Oh, yeah, there will. God, what was I reading recently? The story about Jeffrey Epstein. Familiar with that name?
No.
He's the guy who had he had charges brought against him within the last couple of decades. I think it was in the aughts, so like more than a decade ago, for allegedly molesting teenage girls that he had kept in some level of prostitution, forced prostitution. Maybe it wasn't forced, but who knows. But over the years, he was connected to people like Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, very wealthy, connected politician types. He had his own private island in the Caribbean.
I think I did hear something about that.
He had a jet, an airplane called the Lolita Express, where who knows what actually went on that jet, but people like Bill Clinton and Donald Trump were passengers on that airline. And so ostensibly, there were a bunch of underage, you know, under legal age young women who were in his employ and having sex, you know, on demand, basically. And this guy, you know, they had evidence like crazy against him. And essentially the prosecutors just kept dropping every ball they could possibly drop to the point of unbelievable level of incompetence and failure. And essentially he ended up getting a slap on the hand and sent to, like, the jail for rich people where, you know, he was allowed to have special things that other people don't get access to
minimum
while they're
security.
In jail. Uh-huh. Not just minimum security, but, like, a special place just for him. Like, there are jails like this where you can have – I've read about them. There's a great – magazine that I get called Prison Legal News, and it's it kind of goes through news of what's going on in prisons all around, all the corruption and the scandals that just keep coming. I mean, it's just constant news of horrible things coming from prisons. But one of the things they reported on are these special prisons for the rich and wealthy who end up getting things like iPads that they have access to, you know, special exercise equipment. There's, you know, they're paying in some cases to have access to these prisons where they get special, you know, they might get access to a cell phone. I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff that's out there if you're the right person that you'll be given access to that the average prisoner won't.
Sounds better than my life right now, actually.
Yeah, so his this official's claim that there's not a separate justice system for the rich is total propaganda and a bald-faced lie.
Well, also, if you have really good legal representation,
you'll never go in the first place.
And I'm not going to say never, but the chances are a lot lower that you're going to get convicted.
Yeah, I would say odds are good that, you know, not being an attorney, you are, though, that they're likely going to plead down whatever these charges are to no jail time and end up with large fines that they'll just then pay to the state. So the state will end up getting even more money out of this. And then they'll act like they did somebody a favor. They'll act like that we should thank them for what they did. When really all they just did was just milk these people for even more money. Right. Oh, we caught you being corrupt. Now you can pay us even more. You paid $6 million to get your daughter into school. Well, here, you can pay us another few hundred thousand, and this will all go away.
So do you think that the schools should really just have like a separate way for people to get in if they pay enough money?
I really don't care. I mean,
it's up to the school.
They should do whatever they want to do. Uh-huh. Let the market decide.
Right.
You know, if you don't want to go to a school that doesn't have a sliding scale, then don't go support the school that doesn't have a sliding scale. Mm-hmm. Let people decide where to send their kids to. And if you take in people who are willing to pay, then you've got more revenue coming in. You could expand your operations in that particular case. So I fail to see what the controversy really is. I mean, I understand it's scandalous and everything, but whoopee-doo, there's more coming up. 855 450
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Inviting you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. 3733. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
By the way, ForkFest 2019 is coming up about 3 months from now, so now's the time to start planning for it. It's going to be June 13th through the 18th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It happens the 5 days prior to another festival, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is entering its 16th or 17th year, depending on how you count it. But ForkFest is an alternative that kind of came out of the idea of there ought to be a festival that is not created by an organization, that is not organized by a board of directors, that there's nobody who is really in charge of, and that's what ForkFest is. It is decentralized, so it doesn't really exist. It's just these 5 days in this campground, and whatever happens, happens. If you want to create a thing for people to do, then you can create that thing. Maybe you want to have a lecture series, you want to have a musical event, you want to have a party, you want to have, you know, a poker game. You can do those things. You just have to, you know, do whatever you need to do. Rent a tent and get the campsite and put it all together on your own. So it's up to you. Or you can just relax and go camping with other liberty-loving people like voluntarists, libertarians, and anarchists. Go to forkfest.party. There's an unofficial Telegram chat and forum that you can link through to the website. Again, it's June 13th and through the 18th in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. Forkfest.party to go and learn more. So we were talking about this college scandal.
Uh-huh.
And I failed to really see, you know, why these things are considered crimes. I'm not real clear who the victim is in this case. But nonetheless, the headlines are all over the place. And, of course, it's a big deal when the wife of the bad guy in Breaking Bad, who, you know, wasn't such a great character herself, ends up actually, apparently, according to TMZ, had guns pulled on her at her home when the FBI came up.
I think so, yeah. They arrested her.
They arrested her at gunpoint. According to this story.
Well, that seems unnecessary.
It does seem unnecessary.
It's not a violent crime.
No?
So, yeah. Maybe not supposed to draw your gun unless you're planning on shooting.
Maybe they watched too much television and figured she was more like her character on the television show that she was on, Breaking Bad.
You know, here's one thing. Here's one sort of victim, and it's sort of roundabout and indirect. But if you paid a lot of money to go to a school, I mean, the whole idea is that they're paying all this money is that that certificate is supposed to mean a lot when you're going to employers.
Mm-hmm.
Now the employers don't know whether you just paid your way in or not. So whereas previously it was supposed to show your merit,
yeah.
Now it doesn't. So it cheapens the certificate for people who paid a whole heck of a lot of money for it and worked really hard.
Yeah. Well, it's hard for me to really shed any tears over that because, I mean, I don't really value the college certificate at all. I find that the whole thing is a scam, basically, from top to bottom.
I agree.
So anything that actually makes it less valuable, I think, is ultimately a good thing. So was there more that you wanted to share on this, or should
we
talk about
something else? This is getting into a lot of the details of exactly what people did. Oh, and incidentally, for the test-taking stuff, it says that it wasn't so much that they were falsifying the scores between the SAT committee or organization, it was that they were sending people in to take the exam for the kids.
Really?
Or they were bribing the proctor to let the kid take extra time, and then the proctor would fix the exam afterwards, or the proctor was taking the exam for the kid.
Wow.
And sometimes the kids didn't know. And they were paying the proctors anywhere from $10,000 to $75,000 to do this. Now I want to go proctor
nice
an exam.
Bonus.
Yeah, $75,000. Shoot, I'll do
it. What do you think they get paid per day without that?
Yeah, I think it's like $10
an hour. $20 an hour or something like
that.
They're
just sitting there,
Just sitting there collecting tests, making sure people aren't cheating. So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There was a story last night that – actually, it wasn't last night. It was Sunday night. Richie Rich brought in, and it just seemed so interesting. I wanted to share it. We just never got a chance to get to it. It's about communication. And so it doesn't always have to be the news here on Free Talk Live. It can be a story about how to make your life better. How are you? These are the three most useless words in the world of communication. And it's a phrase that I've effectively banned from this show.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't make a point of not doing it, then people will default to this phrase when they call in. Like, if you just go to a phone call from somebody, and it's like, it's Joey in, Bartlesville. And then Joey's like, how are you? You're like, how are you? And it's a time waster. Yeah, it's just a time waster. And as it points out here in the story from CNBC.com, the person asking doesn't really want to know.
I've discovered that if I start actually answering the question truthfully, I get this look on the face like, what are you doing?
Right. They just wanted to say something.
You're supposed to say fine.
Right. They wanted you to say fine so they could just say something else, right?
Exactly.
And the person responding inevitably doesn't tell the truth. Because a lot of people say fine when they're not really fine. Maybe they had a really bad day, but they don't really want to talk about it. So they just say that they're fine.
You're allowed to say I'm fantastic if there's something especially good.
Yep,
you're
that's
just not
true.
Allowed to complain.
What follows is a lost opportunity and meaningless exchange with zero connection. But the key to making the most out of small talk, according to Harvard researchers, is to simply ask the other person follow-up questions. In a series, and this is, by the way, the key to good communication, period. But in a series of experiments, researchers analyzed more than 300 online conversations and found that... Online conversations aren't the same as real life, but regardless, and found that those who were asked a more meaningful follow-up question, like questions that aren't, how are you, or what do you do, found the other person much more likable. Quote, when people are instructed to ask more questions, they are perceived as higher in responsiveness, an interpersonal construct that captures listening, understanding, validation, and care, wrote the researchers. So how do you move from tongue-tied to being a charismatic and interesting person? It depends on the question you start with, and then you can focus on the stream of follow-up questions. So here are seven tactics, according to these Harvard researchers, to having a meaningful conversation. Number one. Use the ACT trick to start a connection. When was the last time you were in a meeting that didn't start with small talk? It's a natural way for people to connect. Start with a question that will build up to a conversation that meets the ACT criteria. A standing for authenticity. C, there's a connection. And T, there's a topic that will give them a taste of who you are. Some of those questions might be, what's your current state of mind?
That would be weird if somebody asked me that.
It would be, but it would get you to give them a different answer, maybe.
It would.
It'd get you thinking.
That's true.
About something like, oh, wow, that is a different question. Maybe I should give this person an honest response. What are you looking forward to this week? That's a pretty good one.
That one's good, yeah.
That's kind of like, that opens the person up to a fairly wide range of potential responses instead of just fine. Right?
Right. And it keeps it positive. It's what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One of mine that I like, and I, by the way, not great at doing this, but I practiced a little bit at it, just generally, I mean, I hadn't read this until the last couple of days, but a good one that I like when meeting somebody new is, you know, what do you like the most about what you do? You know, rather than just asking them what they do, asking them what they enjoy about what they do. Because a lot of people want to complain about their job, but if you ask them what they like about it, then it focuses, again, keeps them positive, keeps them focusing on things that are, yeah, are good. So what are you looking forward to this week? Again, that opens up a wide range of potential responses, and it allows them to select, you know, one of the things that to them is most exciting. And if they tell you about something that's exciting to them, they're going to be interested in you, even mm-hmm. though they're just talking about themselves. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More of these tips on better conversations with people. Making small talk less small, basically, is the way I look at this story. 855-450-FREE. If you want to call in with your suggested questions and how you have conversations with people and make them better, it's Free Talk Live.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Finally, something that President Trump and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi can agree to. That's impeaching the president.
Pelosi said on Capitol Hill that she believes impeachment is divisive and that Congress should not go down that path. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox News giving Pelosi some credit.
The president's done an incredible job in his first 2 years in office. The country is better than it's been in decades, and we're actually making progress on a number of fronts. I think it's time for other Democrats in Nancy Pelosi's party to get on board, start doing what they were elected to do.
The Department of Justice is charging more than 40 people in a nationwide college admissions cheating scandal that involves paying up to $6 million for folks to place their children into elite universities. A few of the schools involved in the scandal include Texas, USC, and Georgetown. And regarding the bribes, we're hearing some parents paid $500,000. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got video clips now, thanks to the return of Eric Freerock. He has been cranking out a couple, usually one or two clips per day on clips.freetalklive.com. It's actually his own YouTube channel. It's called Liberty Bits. And it's great to have him back, because it's a lot of work to do video editing. And honestly, I just don't have the time to spend on it.
It is a lot of work.
And yeah, you're doing your own YouTube channel as well at YouTube/Laurel's channel.
Laurel's channel, okay. Yes.
And folks can follow you over there, but also go to clips.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to the Liberty Bitch channel. You can hit the subscribe button on that, or you can follow us on social media like Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com, on Mastodon at toot.freetalklive.com, or Telegram on telegram.freetalklive.com. And then the video clip links, when they're posted, automatically go to those social media. So you can see the clips there and share them, if you don't mind. If there was a segment of the show that you really enjoyed and it makes it into one of the video clips, then please share that around. That way we can bring some more listeners into Free Talk Live and share the message of freedom with people that you care about. So it's Ian and Laurel here tonight. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we continue with a story from CNBC about communications tactics and being a better communicator, avoiding the sort of the pitfalls of the all too common phrases of, how are you?
You know, I'm really torn because I want people to call in, but I also want to hear about this story. So
yeah, well, we're going to get into the story for sure, and we'll also take your calls. But the first trick here is the ACT trick: authenticity, connection, and a taste of who you are. So some questions they suggest instead of, like, how are you, is what's your current state of mind? What are you looking forward to this week? This one is a strange one. You remind me of a celebrity, but I can't remember which one. Who's someone you relate to? You know, again, go with whatever you feel, right?
I would feel like that one was weird.
That one feels forced. Number two, move beyond the, and I wish there were more examples of these questions, because I thought a couple of them. I like the what are you looking forward to this week, and sometimes it's easier to just pick up on what other people do than try to come up with your own, but that is a good one. Number two, move beyond the hourly update. The fallback for a lot of people is like the newscast hourly update, traffic, sports, weather, and so on. Drill this into your head. It's a horrible icebreaker. There are a few exceptions, like if it's a genuine interest of yours and your boss or colleague shares that passion. But try to move beyond those cliche topics to those that are more important and personal to you.
They're probably fine for the elevator when you're just trying to be polite and you don't really want to talk to the person.
Yeah, those are those situations that I think they're actually talking about, you know, in this case, although the elevator is a tricky one because it's always a limited amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't always know how much time you have in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
So I used my favorite line that I mentioned to you before about what's your favorite, you know, part of your job. That's a good one that I've always found gets an interesting response. When I was at Anarchapulco, that was my line in the elevator as well, because everybody at Anarchapulco this year at the resort was at Anarchapulco, whereas previous years other people would have been at the resort, just, you know, families who would have been at the resort happened to be there. This year they rented the whole place, so it was almost a 100% guarantee that everyone you got into the elevator with was also at the convention.
Mm-hmm.
So I would ask them, what was your favorite part of the convention? You know, just to get them talking about something like that. Number three, be in the moment and observe your surroundings. Open your eyes before you open your mouth. Find something to focus on in your surroundings, like the piece of art on the wall, a quirky gadget or family picture on their desk, a race car helmet, scattered coins from various countries, and so on. This is presuming that you're in their place. There's bound to be something that will spark small talk and help lead the conversation into unique follow-up questions.
This sounds like something from How to Win Friends and Influence People.
It does, doesn't it?
Carnegie. He said to do this.
It's a great book.
So, yeah.
If you got time, read that book, because that takes this whole thing to the next level. In fact, I was just thinking about that the other night after finding this story and thinking, yeah, it's been probably 20 years since I've read that book.
I'm not sure I got through the whole thing. I know I started it at one point.
Maybe I should read it again.
And I've read a number of things about, you know, dating manuals. They say, oh, men love to talk about themselves. And I look in the men's,
everyone loves to talk about
men's
themselves.
The men's stuff says the same thing about women. Like, women like to talk about themselves. How about everybody likes to talk
about
themselves?
It's true. That's the key to winning friends. And if you want to summarize Dale Carnegie's book into, you know, one statement, it's get the other person to talk about themselves.
Well, really, that's you need to get them talking, telling you a story about their lives or themselves. Because if it's just an interrogation, they're going to be like, this is weird. Do you have any siblings? Where are you from?
Right.
Well, where did you go to school? If it's just a series of questions like that, no, it's got to be like, what's your earliest childhood memory? And then a lot of people will want to share that.
Let's say you're talking to a CEO of a large, iconic company who's about to retire, and you notice a row of empty boxes along the wall of the CEO's office. You might start with a question, how hard is it for you to leave this job? This will lead to a much deeper and more emotionally revealing discussion, and it would have never have happened had you not noticed the boxes. Number four on the list of seven techniques, share some news that actually happened. If you have news, share it. I adopted a pet over the weekend, or my six-year-old rode a bike for the first time yesterday. Believe it or not, most people actually want to know more about others, especially if they both work at the same company. If you're new to a company and are leading a team, for example, start your first meeting by going around the room and asking each person to say one interesting thing that recently happened in their lives. As a result of that momentary sharing, you've allowed everyone to feel more personally and genuinely connected with each other. The objective is to be genuine and not simply make something up. Otherwise, you run the risk of not knowing how to answer follow-up questions about something you have little or no experience with. Number five on the list of seven techniques is talk early. Whether you're meeting in person or dialing in for a conference call, talk early. If you wait, two things will probably happen. One, someone else will make the comment you wanted to make. Or two, your more talkative colleagues will take over with their own follow-up questions. You'll get lost in the crosstalk and miss your chance. I guess that's, you know, more of a group discussion tactic where you're not one-on-one. You want to say something to stand out in that group.
And basically, I think some people are afraid that they're going to be seen as talking too much. I really wouldn't worry about that. You give other people a chance to talk, certainly. But
well, if you're asking questions, you're not talking too much. If you're the one who's in it, and you're right, it's a tough thing. If you, you don't want to be, you don't want to be, you know, put somebody on a feeling like they're in an inquisition, right? You don't want to be that level of questioning. But at the same time, if you don't ask questions, you're never going to get anything valuable out of somebody. You're never going to get them to feel, you know, like they're being listened to. Because without the right questions, there's not a conversation. There has to be a question. Number six, it's not just what you say. No matter what or how much you say, your tone of voice, facial expression, and eye contact will broadcast so much more.
Oh, this is important for anybody having a political discussion. It's just think about how you're coming across to the other person. But, of course, this isn't about politics. It's about everyday life.
Right.
And, yeah, all of the other cues and everything.
Yeah, in politics, this is not going these tactics aren't going to help because usually you're just going to disagree with the person that you're talking to. And so getting further into that conversation will probably make them resent you, but in every other circumstance, this is good advice.
Right.
In person, look at the other person when you speak, not at the conference table or the wall. Now, it's funny that we have to tell people this, but it's true. You know, making a connection, this is one of the reasons I think I was telling you off the air why I will not allow Mark to broadcast from, you know, from Mexico or something like that while we're here doing a show. I won't do remote shows with people because I can't make eye contact with somebody who's not here. And if I can't make eye contact, then it's, to me, it's not as good of a show.
Mm-hmm. Even no, I totally agree.
Even though Mark and I have, you know, almost, you know, not quite 20 years of rapport from working together, I'm sure we'd be fine if we did a remote show, but it wouldn't be the same for me. It wouldn't be the same experience for me. Mm-hmm. And if it's not the same experience for me, it's probably not going to be the same for the listener, would be my guess. Anyway, so look at the other person, not the conference table or the wall. That's like basic advice, and it's good advice. On the phone, smile. It will make your voice sound warmer. That's a really good technique.
Yeah, it does
smart.
Come across while you're speaking.
It's absolutely smart. It's not just what you say, but how you say it. That will help others connect with you. Got one more tip coming up here on making small talk less small. We'll do that coming up on the way here on Free Talk Live. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can share your tips as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and moments remain here. If you want to jump in to join the conversation, you're welcome to. Our number is 855-450-FREE. How do you take small talk and make it more meaningful? We're getting some tips from some Harvard researchers through an article at CNBC.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
Don't forget you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site, including our podcast. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com and subscribe to whichever podcast you prefer. We've got the sort of the full feed, which has our full shows and the digests. Digests are 20 or 30 minute long episodes, which are kind of, digests of the previous night's show that Riley Blake from Utah puts together. And we thank him for that. But if you want the digests only, there's a feed for just the digests. If you want the full shows only, there's a feed for that. And then there's the full feed, which has them both. So check them out over at feeds.freetalklive.com and put them in your favorite podcast client. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. Some tips here from CNBC on having a better conversation in whatever the situation, whether it be in an elevator or in a business meeting or just with, you know, people in wherever you happen to be. Number 7 here is make the pivot. This is where small talk goes to the next level, as you segue from talking about something small to the issue at hand. If the conversation's already flowing, it'll be easier than you think, and to ask follow-up questions. Your boss could be the one to make the first step, so tell me what's going on with X. Thanks to the small talk, you'll already be in sync. You can then pivot to a more meaningful discussion that showcases your knowledge, contribution, and confidence. For introverts, small talk can be painful. This section is called Just Do It. But if you say nothing in those moments before a meeting starts, or when you and your boss are in the elevator, you run the risk of becoming invisible. First, give yourself a break. Almost everyone is intimidated by others, especially those who outrank them. The author says, I remember feeling self-conscious when I met with a 4-star general at the Pentagon, and again feeling that way in a meeting with Britain's then Prime Minister David Cameron, but I took a deep breath and spoke up anyway. It's natural to defer to authority. You are who you are, and no one is expecting a soliloquy out of you. But when you make an effort to speak up, others will listen and connect with you.
You know, since I started my YouTube channel, there is somebody who asked me, he wanted me to do tips on how to talk to girls.
Oh, really?
And I was very surprised by his request, because I'm the last person to ask for relationship advice.
And as though there aren't a million, you know, opinions right. about that already on the internet.
So, but I think that this article right here, just tips on how to begin making conversation with people, is mm-hmm. really important. It seems like something sort of silly and trivial, but this is actually really important for
I
somebody
agree.
Who's having trouble meeting people, whether it's somebody of the opposite gender or just somebody who's having any kind of challenges socially. I think so much of it is the first 10 minutes.
Mm.
Just getting that conversation going. And then once you become comfortable and it really just takes a few minutes, then your own personality can come and take over. But it's a hump that a lot of people have a lot of trouble getting over. So especially if somebody's having trouble meeting somebody of the opposite gender, this is it. Like all the things in this article, this is it. This is what you need to study.
Yeah, and there's nothing, you know, some people might look at these tips, and honestly, I'd like to see more, you know, I'd like to see more of these suggested questions for this mm-hmm. ACT, authenticity, connection, and taste. I think that some people could look at this and say, well, this is disingenuous. You're not being, you know, the real you. But the reality is you need to step out of your comfort zone. If you are just being quiet because that's the natural way that you are, then as it says here, you may end up being overlooked. You know, you're not conspicuous, especially in a business context. It's very, very important to be, you know, to have whoever it is you're meeting with be aware that you're there and that you can ask good questions and, you know, you are thoughtful and you're thinking of things. So.
This is just training on socialization.
It's nothing,
and people, it's unfortunate that people see it as fake because this is just how to be social with other people. It's not fake at all.
Right. It's part of being a better communicator and being mm-hmm. a better person because you're not doing it. You know, there's a cynical view of how to win friends and influence people, right? Like the title sounds kind of like,
manipulative.
Right. But the reality is we do want to have relationships with people. I mean, even antisocial people, even introverted people, mm-hmm. still at some level, they want to connect with people, right? Like, I mean, yeah, they get energy for not being connected all the time. I get that. But in order to live in society, we have to be around other people.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just that's how it is. So wouldn't you want those relationships to be better? Wouldn't you want people to feel better about encountering you and, you know, having a relationship with you, whether it be a romantic one or a business one or just a neighborly one? Or whatever, and I'm not saying I'm the best at it, but it is something that is worth practicing. And some of it can be very, very basic, like they said here in this article. Make eye contact with the person you're talking to.
And practice is really key here, and one of the things I suggest for people if they're struggling socially is to go to typical situations where you're going to interact with a store clerk or mm-hmm. a cashier. And then just make it a goal to make the cashier or the waitress or something smile.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you're not allowed to say, hey, I bet you'd look better if you smiled. Like, that's not allowed.
No, you can't mention it.
It's got to be something genuine like this. And if you make your goal, okay, I'm going to make this person genuinely smile about something in this two-minute interaction, just keep practicing and keep practicing and keep practicing, and you'll find that you have an easier time interacting with people socially.
Yeah, I, by no means, like I said, am I a pro at this or anything like that, but I find that one thing that helps with cashiers is to use their name.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of times, even though the name tag's right there, most customers won't use that person's name. And so there have been times when I'll just, you know, I don't talk much during the interaction. It's just like just saying thank you and then that person's name or whatever. Or, you know, asking the person how they're doing, but putting their name in front of it, even though that's the disingenuous question we just mm-hmm. said, that, you know, you shouldn't use. But just using that person's name in whatever the question is or whatever the statement is, thank you or whatever, it'll get their attention. Because,
they'll be surprised because nobody does it.
Right. And then it's like, sometimes it's happened to where they're like, how did you know my name?
I've been the cashier and I'm like, how did you know my name? And they're like,
right.
Wearing your name tag.
Yeah. And that's what leads them to smile, right? Because then they realize,
right. Yeah.
Oh, duh, of course. But it's a way for you to, you know, humanize them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like to acknowledge them as an individual, not just, you know, this faceless cashier at mega corporation grocery store or whatever, but mm-hmm. the individual who's there doing a job, in many cases, a thankless one. So, you know, saying thank you to waiters and waitresses and cashiers and using their name is one way to get that response.
Yep.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. I have, I have learned that most people will be an activist and work on things that only that they will benefit from. That's
no, really? You're telling me that people are self-interested?
Well, I mean, well, for example, like the self-driving cars, like they feel that it's going to be here like maybe in 20 years and they'll be like gone by then. They might be like in 40 or 45 and then they'll be gone. So why would I invest in this if I'm not going to be in the self-driving car? So that's my example. So, but what is wrong with being an activist that you're not involved with? Like what's wrong with that?
I mean, well, people can't find passion for things they're not interested in. So you can't find people generally who are going to take an interest in things that aren't interesting.
Yeah, I'm not going to coach like a Little League baseball game because I just don't care.
Right.
I would be a terrible coach. I'd be like, yeah, just run around. Who cares?
There's a bunch of state house hearings that happen every single day, and I'm not interested in most of them. But a good activist would show up at as many as they possibly could if that was what their activism was.
The interest would say that you have something like, what about, like, environment? Would you be interested if you're concerned about grandkids? You might be 80 years old, but you're like, I love my grandchildren, and I love my children, so I want
you
them
don't
to
have grandchildren.
No, but I'm just saying, for example, I meet these ladies at the environmental committee at the church, and she's like 85 or 80 years old, but I love my grandkids, and I want them to have clean air and clean water, so it's got nothing to do with really her.
No. That's true. Somebody can absolutely say, I'm doing this for my children. I want to make a better world for my children. That's a fairly common activist motivation, I would say. So, yeah, it's not always internal, but still, it's because they value their kids or their grandchildren is why they're doing that. It's still their own interests, and their kids are obviously one of their largest interests in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. Sarah, do you have any good questions for making small talk better? What do you like to ask when you meet somebody new?
When I meet somebody new? Well, I'm just not concerned about it. You know what I mean?
How are you?
I got my self-interest. I'm pushing the who's who's political directory, or I'm talking about the pedestrian fatalities.
See, you're just in it for you, aren't you, Sarah? Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Because, again, people love to talk about themselves. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.